Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Gerald Auto Group, every year, does a thing with the Blackhawks where they donate money per goal scored. There's lots of reasons to root for the Blackhawks, but that's one of them right there. Doug Gerald is in our studio this morning. Doug, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Good morning, John.
How much do you guys give to the charity of your choice each year?
Well, it's been between $25,000 and $31,000 a year. So this year we've got about $14,100 for Hesed House, and hoping the Blackhawks ring that tally up high.
$100 per goal scored, right?
That's right.
So are you? So that's coming out of your company's pockets. You're okay with this, right? You're rooting for big scores. You want us to win 7-1, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I know the guy sitting next to you does, because he is the recipient of some of that this year. So welcome also into the studio, Ryan Dowd from Hesed House. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
What's Hesed House?
So we're a second largest homeless shelter in Illinois, but we're a lot more than just a homeless shelter. We've got everything it takes to help get a person back on their feet again. Obviously, shelter and food, but also job training, mental health counseling, substance counseling, legal services, medical services, anything it takes to get a person back on their feet.
Where are you guys located?
Aurora.
And how many people come through your facility?
250 to 300 a night.
Really? How many people will you serve in a year then?
A little over 1,000.
So people stay there how long?
About half the people we serve stay with us 2 weeks or less. So half the people are out pretty quickly. Another 42% are out within 1 year, and 8% is going to be with us longer than a year.
If somebody's there for 2 weeks, where were they before and where did they go after?
Oftentimes that 2 weeks group, they had some sort of economic crisis, a job loss, a big medical bill, but their fundamentals, if you will, are okay. There's not a significant mental health issue or substance abuse issue that they have to work through. They had some sort of economic crisis. We can help them kind of provide food and shelter until they can get back on their feet again pretty quickly.
Isn't that amazing to think there are people? I know this sounds naive, but I have a comfortable world, and nobody I know is one paycheck away from having to knock on your door. A lot of people are, huh?
Yeah, we get 16 new individuals every single week showing up at our door.
They must be embarrassed. They must be angry.
Embarrassed, terrified, angry, overwhelmed, kind of all of the above.
How many of them are homeless people, though? People who, for a variety of reasons, are living on the street?
So 100% of the people we serve are homeless. So every single person that comes to us, they have nowhere to
I'm
stay.
I'm speaking of the chronic people.
Yeah. So that chronic is going to be that last 8% that's with us a year or longer.
Yeah. And then what do you do with them during the day? Are you counseling them? Are you teaching them? What do you do?
That's when all the services happen. Yeah, the job training, the mental health counseling, substance use counseling, legal, medical, all those things that help a person rebuild their life.
Boy, thank God for you guys. Gerald Auto Group gives you... How much money are we going to hand over to them this year?
Hopefully close to $30,000, but yeah. The Blackhawks need to pick it up a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Please.
My organization has supported Ryan ever since I met him about 8 or 9 years ago.
Why do you pick them?
Well, what he started to explain was the comprehensive approach to rehabilitating a human's life. And it's not just putting a roof over their head and feeding them while they figure it out. They've got, you know, truly on-site mental health counselors. They've got legal counsel. They've got everything that you or I would ever need in our life, including, you know, healthcare stuff and path to good medical advice. And it's the type of care that, you know, his goal is that every time they ring the bell and somebody leaves, which is a tradition that they have, that individual never needs to come back.
Oh, really? They walk out the door and you celebrate their departure, huh?
We have a gong, a big old gong, and we call it the Gone Gong. And when an individual leaves, they can come out, we'll take it out in the parking lot and let them bang it and let the world know that we just ended homelessness for somebody today.
Can you tell me a story about somebody who's had the gong ring and what happened in a positive way to their life afterwards?
Sure. We've got families that, you know, they ring the gong, they go off, they stabilize their lives. And then when it's really cool is when they come back and volunteer. They say, hey, you guys helped me. I want to give back. And so we've got individuals that serve food and provide mentorship who've been there. They know what it's like and they want to help others get back on their feet.
Is it families or individuals?
All the above. Yeah, we serve everybody. So right now we've got maybe 60, 70 kids under our care, and then and a whole lot of...
What happens to the kids during the day?
School. Yeah. They got to go to school.
So mom and dad, are they all living in a unit together, or do you segregate them by age or gender?
So unfortunately, we have a congregate family shelter, so it's kind of all the families in one place, but they are separate from the single adults, which is kind of healthy for everybody. But it's a shelter, so it's a big room with a whole lot of people.
I would imagine it's kind of scary for some people too, because if there's I'm conjuring up in my head the image of some guy who is on the street, he's disheveled, maybe he's an addict of some description, and he's hanging around the kids, and I'm just that terrifies me. How true is that scenario? What do you do to safeguard those people?
So we have two shelters. We have one for single adults. We've got one for families. They're physically in the same building, but they're on different ends of the building. So it's just really not an issue.
Yeah. And then how do you help those people? I would imagine that's a different kind of challenge, huh?
Yeah. So someone who's chronically homeless, who's been homeless for a while with severe mental health issues or substance abuse issues, that takes a lot more work and a lot more time. And oftentimes it takes a thing called permanent supportive housing, which is the idea that you take someone who's been homeless a long time, you put them in an apartment, you send a case manager out to the apartment to help them stabilize and stay there. And you actually, that's the goal. That's the end result. And it sounds so un-American not to help somebody kind of pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But when you're dealing with profound mental health issues, paranoid, schizophrenia, et cetera, the end goal oftentimes is just stability, and that stability actually saves society a fortune, because someone who's homeless and profoundly mentally ill, huge costs to healthcare, huge costs to legal system, et cetera. And that same person housed, they don't go to the emergency room very often. They don't go they don't have run-ins with police very often. And we actually, there's a net savings to society. And so it's with that population, it's actually cheaper to solve homelessness than manage it.
Not to mention the quality of life improvement for the
absolutely.
Individual.
Absolutely. Right? Everybody wins. It's one of those few interventions where everybody wins and it's cheaper.
That's a good point, isn't it, Doug? I mean, you think of some of these people in either group he's described, their day-to-day existence must just be so challenged. Their place must be an oasis for these folks, huh?
And talk about self-esteem. I mean, who are any of us without our own pride and dignity? And think about the difference between an individual's life and self-concept with Ryan's help and without it.
Especially with kids. You know, you want to be that role for your kids. You want to provide for your kids. They want to look up to you as somebody who can be independent. And if they come through your doors, it's hopefully a brief transition. But just imagine how challenging it is. Doug Gerald is the owner of Gerald Auto Group. And Ryan Dowd is the executive director of Hesed House. It's in Aurora. What's your budget for a year? Is that a number you know off the top of your head and you can share with me?
It's about $5
million. Wow. Second largest shelter in Illinois, or the largest outside of Chicago? Is
both.
That it? Yeah, no kidding. And what does the Gerald Auto Group specialize in? What kind of vehicles you got on the lot over there?
Oh, well, we have a bunch now. We have Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, Subaru, Ford. And this month we're celebrating the addition of Toyota and Honda to our lineup.
It's funny, a friend of mine just sent me a picture of a Hyundai this morning. And do you know why she sent me a picture of a Hyundai? Not just because it's a fantastic automobile and everybody should own one. In fact, let me see if your tag is on the plate here. I can't make it out, but I'll just show it to you guys. The vanity plate on this Hyundai is WGN 720. I don't know who that is. I don't know who you are, WGN 720, but wow, thank you. I hope they still listen and like us, because, you know, sometimes you change stations, but the plate is still there. WGN 720. We should have that. One of us should.
I agree.
This belongs on the Bob Surratt-mobile, and it's a handsome Hyundai. Fellas, thanks for coming in. Continued success to Gerald. Everybody go buy a couple of cars over there today, and then they'll have more money to give to the through the Blackhawks goal scored to Hesed House in Aurora. Doug Gerald, thanks for coming in. It's nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks
and,
for having us.
Ryan, keep up the good work. Anything else we can do for you guys other than, you know, cheer on the Blackhawks?
Definitely. That's the first step. Cheer on the Blackhawks. And obviously, if somebody wants to donate or look more into us, we're hesedhouse.org.
H-E-S-E-D.
Correct.
Hesedhouse.org. Gentlemen, congrats. Thanks for coming into the
Thank
studio.
You.